It is Wednesday, July 8th, 2026, 6:01 p.m. We are now going to call the civil service meeting to order. Secretary, will you please take the roll?
Lori Huffman.
Here.
Michael Anderson.
Here.
Chris Macko.
Present.
Is there anyone in the gallery that wishes to speak?
None.
No one present. Okay. All right. We have the minutes from our June 3rd meeting to review. Questions or concerns, we can have a motion to approve the minutes from June 3rd.
I'll make a motion to approve June 3rd, 2026 meeting minutes.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. We have a budget to review from January 1st, 2026 through June 30th, 2026. So basically halfway through the year. Looks good. Anything that needs brought to our attention?
Nope.
That's pretty straightforward. Okay. We can have a motion, to approve the civil service budget.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And we also have the HR budget for the same date, January 1st, 2026 through June 30th, 2026. Let's see where that's. Okay. If we don't have any questions or concerns about that, we can have a motion to approve the HR budget.
I'll make a motion to approve the human resources budget.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. We have an updated classified employee list. That one on here, I saw it on the minutes, the one that is done at the end of,
the one that's done the end of July?
End of July, probably not on this.
Should be on the next one.
The next one, yeah, okay.
We've had several retirements this
right.
month, so okay. Quite a few terminations as far as that goes.
Okay. We have no old business, new business, the new position of assistant service director job description presented to be added to the classified list of job classifications. And that's right here in the position description.
Any new non-bargaining position in order to help the service director who manages, supervises a lot of departments, and would also help fill the gap that we have right now in the building department in terms of having a manager.
Okay.
Since we have the building commissioner position doesn't exist anymore, and so that person would help fill that role as well.
Okay.
This is a brand new role.
Brand new role.
Mm-hmm.
I already had spoke to ASME union president, so she was aware, and the union was aware that they needed someone, a manager there as well, so.
Resume?
It will be a resume.
Okay.
Once it gets approved, I'll submit this. If you guys approve it to be a classified position, I'll submit legislation tomorrow. Hopefully at least get a reading in before they go on break. I'm only asking for emergency wording, so they'll sign it once they pass. I'm not doing one reading. I want them to
just
talk about it, hopefully. You know, maybe they'll move it out after one reading. I'm not sure, but.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Looks good. Can we have a motion to approve the new position of Assistant Service Director, job description?
I'll make a motion for the new position of Assistant Service Director.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
HR Safety Director Jamie Iceman has requested the Commission keep the Plant Operator 1 eligible list certified on active without regard to passovers due to a need to continue hiring.
Mm-hmm. Correct. As outlined in the report, that list just got certified on June 3rd, and we've already hired 2 people. We have 6 remaining, and we have 2 vacancies.
Oh.
So we request that, since we still have candidates that would be eligible for other positions still, to disregard the passover rule for this list.
Okay. If we don't have any questions about that, we can have a motion to approve this request.
I'll make a motion to approve the request of disregarding the passover.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And also, HR Safety Director Jamie Iceman requests removal of the following candidates from the Police Officer Certified Eligible List. Bryson Similik for unresponsiveness. You just never heard back from him, or? Okay.
No, the police department reached out. Couldn't I get a hear anything back from him?
Okay. Can I have a motion to approve his removal?
I'll make a motion to approve the removal.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And HR Safety Director Jamie Iceman requests the following police officer lateral transfer applicant to be added to the certified eligible list. Austin Hammer.
So previously, before I reported to the commission, I just asked you to, because they met the requirements, the civil service rules are, if they meet the requirements, that I can come to you and ask them to be placed on a list. But I also thought it would be good for you to know where they came from now. I know I haven't given you that before.
Oh, okay.
They do have to submit other documents, but at least with the resume, you could see what department they were from.
Okay.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a motion to approve this request?
I'll make a motion to approve the request of Austin Hammer.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And also HR Director Jamie Iceman requests a special events coordinator resume examination. Public notice for special events coordinator included for approval.
So we had a lot of movement, which I put in my updates for the corresponding number, that the assistant parks director got promoted to director, and then the special events coordinator got promoted and appointed to assistant. Those are both unclassified positions under the charter for the Parks Commission. So therefore, now we have a vacancy for this classified position.
Uh-huh. Resumes in by August the 5th. Okay. Hopefully we'll get some good candidates. Okay. Can I have a motion to approve the public notice for special events coordinator?
I'll make a motion to approve the public notice.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. We also have the appeal that we received from Kevin Gluckert on June the 4th, 2026, for determination of for failing to meet qualifications of employment for the lateral transfer firefighter position. Letters and documentations included in the packet. And I think we have read through how that all played out. Went through the timeline starting with March 18th to the appeal on June 4th, which it seems pretty straightforward, you know, what the problem was. But again, as noted, he could be eligible, he would be eligible to take the next entrance exam.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. But for this, we will make a motion to vote on his appeal first. Could I have a motion to vote on the appeal received from Kevin Gluckert?
I'll make a motion to vote on the appeal of Kevin Gluckert.
I'll second the motion.
All right.
So in your packet, there is the advertising flyer for the Barberton Fire Department that was used for the lateral transfers during the time that he applied.
Okay.
And if you'll note, down the very bottom of the left-hand column, it says applicant must maintain qualifications throughout hiring process.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
yes, and that was the point that he was arguing about. Right. Right. Okay.
Just re-review on this, too. He never even told you in the correspondence that he had resigned his position with the priors.
He told me he was planning on it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he never told me. And then when I reached out to start the background, I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
And that is how I found out.
Right.
When you called the chief?
No, when I was trying to find out from the candidate if he, in fact, was still employed.
Right, because on the timeline, May 19th, you emailed him to see if he was current, and then May 20th, he informed you he was not presently employed.
Correct.
Yeah.
So. He, in fact, resigned 3 days after he was added to the list.
Yeah. Okay. I'll now call for a vote on the appeal received from Kevin Gluckert for failing to meet qualifications of employment for the lateral transfer firefighter position. Chris, affirm, disaffirm, or modify?
Affirm.
Mike, affirm, disaffirm, modify?
Affirm.
I also am voting to affirm. All right, we have a promotion noted. Steven Scarpino for lieutenant. Two new hires, Marilyn Jackson, Dorian McVaney. And on to updates from Jamie Eisman, which we have your staff report in front of us.
Correct. So I already went through items 1 through 6 that coincided with what was discussed prior. You'll see I just have some further updates. Mayor Shorter Griffin has requested I stay as a safety director. Of course, that would be with the approval of the commission.
And what's your thoughts about that?
The term is only till the end of 27, so someone that comes on they're only going to be there, and it's an appointed position. So at this time, I will stay and would like to stay. It just makes it for our department, for HR, we're not going to be able to, unless things calm down a little bit, have time to do HR software. My goal would in it is thinking we're supposed to move in April next year to the DD building. And I do have a space for an intern. And if I started in the spring and looked for an intern, I could have someone come and kind of, that could be their project. They could help, you know, be great for them to assist with that implementation. So it just, it pushes back the time frame, you know, I think, like, to get started with that. And also, we have to have realistic, I need to have realistic expectations. I mean, so as long as you're okay with that, you know, I do want to be digital, but it's a lot of work just to do for her and I.
Right.
So.
Right. But we don't really need to vote on that.
Okay. You know, kind of like before when Mayor Judge had asked for me to fill in that capacity.
Right.
Just as long as you guys agree with that.
Yes.
Just so we,
right.
Yeah. So we're informed of that.
Okay.
Okay.
And moving forward with the promotion test for Chief, we have the lead assessor. We're meeting with him, and that would be the last component we have to finalize. The location was secured, but any details about start time and that will come actually from the assessor. I still need to get the bios. I asked for them already because I want to make sure there's no conflicts, because then they have to find other assessors. We saw, I gave a new travel policy that was created by Jeremy Flaker. That was to help or pretty much give a new process for out-of-state travel. So you may have got the email about it. Basically, there's one additional step for out-of-state travel. You have to go to the finance committee, not legislative, just in the committee, and have them agree. So there's a form you fill out now. Just want to make sure that we're spending, Jeremy would like to make sure we're spending dollars wisely.
Right.
Okay. The employee handbook was updated. There was a lot of name changes that were needed in the employee handbook. So thank you, Michelle, for realizing that. So we updated that, put in the new travel policy off, and added the public communications policy. The handbook still needs an overhaul. I have kept up to date with it in terms of revising it, but I want a whole new one, and I do have two new policies that I need to get in there before I send it to the attorney. I have an AI policy already approved with Swisscom, and I just need to focus on doing the performance review portion since it doesn't, what we currently have, doesn't match what we're doing.
Okay.
Just open enrollment. Everything needs renewed except for vision, so we have to get information to our broker so that they can go out and get the appropriate quotes. Something exciting that we'll be having next is, it's called GovPilot. Jeremy found this program, and there's multiple departments that are going to be using it. And the goal for us, what we want to do, is have the capability for people to submit their applications and pay online. I don't want to take away people paying in person either, because I don't want to marginalize. We'll still take in person, but they have the software to help us link it and get the documents. It'll be a fun task to figure out how that's going to work, but that's our goal. And of course, with that, we have to update the civil service rules to match that, because right now the only way to accept payment is in person.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And then I wanted the commission to be aware that we had a new hire. Dylan Sutton was hired in June of last year, and it was a position that required a CDL. And Michelle had sent a reminder to the manager about a month before it was due, just to confirm, like, where are we at with this. The manager did admit that he forgot, and so we had to give the employee an extension. And then that wasn't met either. So once you know that he just got it July 1st of 2026, I do want to know it's not of the employee's fault. It's the manager's fault.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want that to set precedence for other managers. So
right.
The The manager is aware and knows that even though he doesn't agree that that position should have CDL, that's what the contract says.
That's right.
We have to follow what the contract says.
Right.
So,
okay.
And then I already discussed HR software is going to be placed on hold for a bit. And then I just wanted you guys to see there the vacancies that we currently have and what we're working on filling.
A lot going on.
Letting all these firefighters retire.
I got Chuck's letter today.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And Michelle, any updates from you?
I have a few, and I don't have this printed out for you yet, but
okay.
I can scan it in and email it to you after the meeting today. As far as seasonals, there's one position still available in the Parks and Recreation Department. We are still advertising for that. We just have not had any applicants for that one role. All other seasonal positions have been filled. We are complete with all the rest of them for all the other departments.
Good.
We've had two new hires this week, one firefighter and one account clerk in the building department. We have one new hire starting next week, which will be an inspector property maintenance in the building department, which means the building department will be fully staffed.
Fully staffed. Mm-hmm. Nice.
I have been trying to work with the service director to fill the maintenance mechanic trainee and the service worker positions off of the equipment operator and plant operator lists that are currently standing. Lately, though, I've been catching up on processing terminations because, as you saw in the classified report, there have been quite a few retirements, so that's been quite a project.
Right.
And then two employees just in the past 2 weeks have had babies.
Oh.
So we've had two new babies.
Had to. Okay.
You know, adding to insurance and making those changes as well and whatnot. So just exciting news there. That's always fun to hear. So, and then tomorrow I will be out of the office for the public sector HR conference. It's in Independence, but I will be there all day. And then my next big project that I need to start on is the employee health fair, which is Wednesday, October 14th, I believe is the date. So that's a time-consuming one that we'll be working
It'll be here before
soon.
You know that.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And then just a little update on the entry-level eligible lists and where we stand with those currently. The equipment operator does expire August 5th of this year. We've hired five people from that list. We've had three removals, and there are six people remaining on that list currently. Police officer expires February 4th of 2027. We've currently hired zero. We've had nine removals, and there are still 10 remaining on that list.
Okay.
So the police department's currently working through those.
Good.
And wants to start the interviews soon, but that's where they're at with that. The fire department, the firefighter paramedic list, it does expire March 17th of 2027. We've hired one. Just this week, actually. We've had five removals, and there are currently six remaining on that list.
Okay.
So, recreation services clerk is good through April 23rd, 2027. We've hired one, and there are seven remaining on that list currently.
Okay.
Account clerk, it expires April 23rd, 2027. We've hired two. There have been two removals, and there are five remaining on that list that we can still hire from. And then the last one is plant operator. It expires June 3rd, 2027. We've hired one person. Currently, the next one from that list is being hired, or his start date is Monday, next Monday. And there should be six remaining at that point.
Okay.
On that list. So that's where we're at.
Pretty good shape.
Yeah.
All that. Good.
The only thing we will have to do soon as far as those go would be equipment operator at some point once that one expires and there's more of a need.
Okay.
So.
Good.
That's all I got.
And the next, the police chief written exam, as you can see, is Saturday, August 22nd at the Barberton Library. I don't know. You don't know if your schedule... I mean, I know I'll be around the 22nd. It's probably hard for you to know at this point.
Conflicts, but for Saturday, I mean,
yeah,
I'm not out of town for work on Saturday.
Right, so. But yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully my kids will be back in college by then.
All right, any other comments or questions before we adjourn? Okay, we can have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye. And it is 6:26.